What do you got?
How's the energy today?
Yeah, pretty good.
I think that weekend helped a ton. Yeah, I'm always curious. I feel like Mondays are pretty good energy-wise, and then if I don't get the proper rest Tuesdays, like, it kind of hits me a little harder.
Yeah.
So
the workouts are kind of set up well, though, where that's not as much of an issue, though, because Tuesday's kind of, you know, you got to wake up, but it's not a lot of work, so that helps, too.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it works out for me because Monday I usually got, like I said, good energy for the workout. Starts the week off good. Yeah. Tuesday's the regeneration.
Yeah, I like how I kind of had to force myself to go to sleep last night. Got to like 11 o'clock and I really didn't want to go to bed, but I knew I had to go to bed to wake up to do this shit this morning. But like ideally, I would have been up to like 3 a.m. just editing and doing whatever we were doing. And right now we're not even really editing, so... Like, I watched a YouTube video before I went to bed, and it talks about podcast info, and they're like, yeah, just use GarageBand on iMac, and they were going through how you can, like, break and do all the stuff. I was like, oh.
GarageBand for,
podcast.
For music and stuff?
Yeah. That you can plug mics in and just record audio, and he said it's, like, an easy tool to edit.
What kind of mics?
So he came up, he said, you want to get those arm bars? So he recommended a mic. He said it's under $100, but it sounded like it was close to $100. So you buy the mic, and it comes with its own little stand, like a table stand.
Okay.
But he said you don't want to use that. You want to buy the arm bar. You put the arm bar on the side of the table, and then you buy this. It's like a vibration resistor thing that you hook into the top of the arm bar, so then the mic essentially floats inside that thing. So you can like bang the table, bang the mic, and it won't vibrate.
Okay.
And then you also need a screen or one of those like plush things over the mic.
Yeah.
Because it does something with your B's and your P's. When you speak into a mic, apparently B's and P's come out like ear piercing. So you got to put that thing on and it'll dull the B's and the P's. So all in, you're probably looking at, for one mic, $150, and you would need two of them.
Okay.
And that's only one suggestion because Tim Ferriss also just posted on his Five Bullet Friday this past week that he's like, this is the new mic I'm using, and it hooks right into the lightning slot on the iPhone, and that was like $130, but we could probably just hook that in, put it in the middle, and it'd probably be enough to cover both. So those are two options.
Yeah, I try to look at it as what investment works the best long term, as opposed to saving the $20. In the short term,
yeah.
If the two mics with the bar is better long-term investment, maybe go that route, but then also not splurging, getting into that rabbit hole of just
you kinda
spending money.
Yeah, you want to buy that thing one level above where you are, kind of. That's kind of what we did with the crossbows, too. We bought not the entry-level bow, but like one level up from the entry-level bow. I feel like that's probably a good point that you're making here.
Because if we're thinking long term, we're gonna get some, you know, two chairs that, and then that arm bar kind of hovers over your chair and like it's right in front of your face, like some of the podcasts we watch. It might be, if it's only $20 more or whatever the case, it's probably better to do it that way.
Yeah, the only thing is it'd be $20 more times two.
Right.
So it would be $170 more. Because now you have to buy two mics instead of one.
Well, I'm saying individual, you're paying $20 more.
No, because the other one you would just split one mic, so it'd be $75. So you're paying double essentially each.
Yeah.
But it's not a big deal. I mean, we can figure it out. We should probably just keep our eyes peeled on like Facebook and stuff too for like some cool chairs. Like, you don't have to buy them right now, but if anything came up, say like a yellow chair that was like unique or something, you could just put right here and you could get two of them. $10 or whatever it is. Not that that's important right now, but just like that's a step in the right direction for this whole setup, and it'd be fairly easy.
Yeah, I like that. I think if this is obviously not what we're going to do, but I like the idea of two chairs, and then you put like a TV screen hanging on the wall with like a cool like art that you decide on or something like
that.
Or like once you get your Growth Spurt logo, having that like up on the screen, that would look sick.
Yeah.
But obviously it's not gonna, it's not worth the money to get a, all that, like a TV hang and all that, and a TV, it's a waste of time. But
that might also be a little tough for like camera and stuff. It might like, you know how you get those lines on when you look into it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think just like a quilt or something that covers the white wall is a better way of doing it, cheaper too.
Do we know anyone who's a, who's like an artist or good at art?
Depends on what kind of art you like, because in a certain way, Ryan's a good artist yeah. in his own.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We could have him just paint us up something like on like a piece of plywood or whatever. And just kind of like get it right in the middle.
Yeah, just a canvas.
Yeah.
Like this thing. And then you paint on it.
Yeah, or even bigger than that.
Well, take obviously much bigger than that. Yeah. And more of a landscape as opposed to a up and down probably.
Yeah, it might look good on like wood though too.
Yeah.
Like some wood kind of deal or whatever. But
I'm just thinking about what's the lightest thing to hang up.
Yeah, no.
And requires the less nails.
As I was saying, wood, I was like, that's pretty stupid. We could also paint this wall.
Yeah. I don't think they would care. I'm just, yeah, you, I guess we're really good, yeah.
At least
painted maybe a neutral color that if they need to real quick, just throw some white over it, and it only takes a coat to get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nothing like, obviously don't do like a black wall, that's going to take 15 coats.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would help a lot to have some color.
Yeah.
Throw a tarp down and cover the rug.
Yeah, there's got to be like a car, like a sectional carpet or something that's like, you don't want to see this. This is brutal. And you probably don't want to see this either. Which you can't paint, but you could probably cover up with the way that you did the camera angles or whatever else. Or
what yeah,
you
put I don't think. It. Yeah, I think we can work around the molding for sure. Yeah, but like just like the water stains here.
Yeah, regardless, this would need to be more white than it is right now.
It's just not, yeah, it's either got to be a color or you got to have it like perfectly white.
Yeah.
And even white, I'm not really a fan of. I'd rather.
Yeah, we can.
Even if it was a tan or something.
Yeah, we can look beige. In. We can look into like some technical like lighting stuff and things like that. Like what color comes through good on, you know.
Lighting's definitely going to be something that's going to be needed too, because
yeah.
current lighting causes a lot of shadow.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like the best, worst lit place of all time. The sunlight's good, but the lighting itself's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have a ton of ideas and a ton of things we need to work on that we didn't get a chance to write out the list of like what's important. I think we need to really do that.
Yeah.
Prioritize like what investment comes next, then after that, then after that.
Yeah.
Get a game plan of all the things we need. I think it's gonna bring a lot more clarity. We're kind of just like, oh, we need lighting, we need cameras, we need mics. We know all the stuff is needed, but we can't buy it all at once. So
yeah.
What's the next investment? What's needed? What's bringing us one step up?
Yeah, and I would argue we're not even close to this level yet, because then it's cameras, then it's software to edit the video, then it's like, it's not like, oh yeah, you got some chairs, all right, now we go to podcast. Like, you need all that, you know. A mic would go a long way.
Yeah, I think just thinking before doing a list and prioritizing, I would say just getting audio quality down is the simplest one.
Yeah.
I think video is when it starts adding to the equation. But just thinking about the podcast alone, I would say audio is the most important next.
Yeah. Because even if you think of Tim Ferriss doesn't do video. Like, it's one of the best podcasts. He's not doing video, so. We're going to email Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely is going to get back to us tonight. I'm going to work on my English. Gonna be the best, funniest, worst email of all time.
Is there anything else you're gonna be you have like an idea of what you're gonna focus on today?
Just I think that email is gonna be my main focus. That would be
again. But what are you trying to get out of this email? Like, I kind of default back to like premature optimization. Like, what are we gonna do if she says yes? Like,
we're just gonna throw ourselves in the fire and interview her.
Yeah.
I look at it as this. There's asymmetric risk there. You send an email. She either doesn't respond or she does respond. After that, we either screw it up or we kill it, and now we bring in, like, it could exponentially improve the process. There's no way she's going to respond, so that's not. So it's more like getting in the habit of reaching out,
yeah.
Reaching out, learning how to write an email that makes sense. It's like the first mistake that you're going to make. So it's like an easy way to get number one out of the way, and then there's 10 going forward. There's negative 0.2% chance that she responds. So you might as well just take your shot, and the only thing that's there is upside. It's going to take an hour to write that email. You send it, nothing negative is going to happen. Even if she were to get on, I was thinking like brainstorming last night because that's how my head works, but I'm like, fuck, if she actually said yes, we got to learn how to interview. We got to research the fuck out of her. Probably got to read her book. Like, you got to be so prepared, and we're not even close to that level yet. So that would be like a big growth spurt right there, just... Even if it was the worst interview of all time, it'd be a step in the right direction.
Yep. Yeah, and then the route I was thinking more as well is like DMing like a Gary V once a day, asking for a challenge, and then on a post like continuing to at Gary V.
Yeah.
And like, make a hashtag. You know, Gary Vee challenge, like looking for something and doing that, making that into a daily habit as well would be a good idea.
And I like that a lot too, because again, it makes us get clear on our message. You have to, in a DM, you have to get that narrowed down so much to where it's, this is what we're doing. Can you help us? Like, can you add something to this? But it's got to be so specific so we can read one or two lines and be like, all right, I know what they're doing. Here's your challenge. Like, he's not going to waste his time.
I'm a fan of that because it's an easy way to get on him or us on his radar and maybe potentially expose us to his audience.
Yeah.
But then we're just doing a challenge he recommended.
Yeah.
It's not like we're asking him to fly out or drive out to come do an interview.
Yeah.
You're just doing his challenge, and it's an easy way to try to get involved in his audience.
Yeah, and there's no way Sarah Blakely's flying to this apartment, but it's going to be like over Skype or something.
Yeah.
But regardless, I mean... That would be stressful as fuck.
Right.
That would be brutal. We took 10 takes to get the first 20 seconds of improv comedy last night. Now we gotta... Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hang up. Hey, we gotta start over. Lost the connection. That would not be fun. But, again, step in the right direction. She's not gonna respond. But we should both take one of those on. So maybe you want to do Gary Vee and I'll do that. Just kind of work through it. I know you have work today, but throughout the week, just kind of brainstorm what you're going to DM him and just start shoot your shot 2019.
Yeah, I think it's let's do, like, get a DM that you can do the next 360 days.
Yeah, but I think he would respect it more if you changed it up every day.
Yeah, but I'm still saying reaching out to him.
Yeah.
360 days.
Yeah. I like that.
And you know what? Yeah, just reach out to people that we like.
Yeah.
If you pick one as well, if it's T. Ferris or someone who's fairly active on social media that has a chance of looking at Instagram.
Yeah.
I think that's the easy way to do it. TB. So, I think that's a good idea. It's a good thing to get into a habit of doing.
Yeah, and again, it's like there's a little bit of discomfort there just even asking. Like, sending that email, I'm like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing? But eventually we're going to have to get there, so we might as well start now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so that'll be on the...
I'm going to talk to her something about how everyone always remembers the first person who was on the podcast. Like, you always remember the first. I'm going to throw that in there. I'm just going to make it funny, like...
come promote your book on the worst podcast ever with zero listeners, and maybe she, something about that rings true for her, you know? I'm sure she'll respect a little bit that, like, we took this idea from her post, like, someone listened to her post. Obviously, she's a busy person. Again, she's not going to say yes, but these are some of the
ideas. Make sure definitely make sure you link the podcast so she hears the intro. You're, like, shouting her out.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, you know, if you have a minute, you don't have to listen to the whole podcast, but check out the intro. This was inspired by you, kind of deal.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.
See you. Yeah.